Bezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Gimel in Maseches Nazir. Once again, I'm Zelchet to learn this with you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh Tel Chachamos. Our daf on daf Gimel is going to continue the description of Yados by Nazirus. Yados being handles, that if a person utters something that it's clear that he's handling, that he's holding on to a handle, and the vessel is Nazirus, just like when it comes to Neder, that if the statement is clear that they mean to say a Neder, so too, if the Yad is clear to be referring to Nazirus, it will work. We had left off six lines from the top, where the Gemara, first word of the line is Chote, the Gemara is going to analyze the statement of Hareini Kazeh, that if he says, I'm going to be like this, when holding on to his hair, how that serves as Nazirus. Then in our daf, we're going to continue analyzing the different statements of the Mishnayis. Finally, on the top of Gimel Amud Beis, we're going to begin to discuss the statements of Tzipori, birds, where he says he wants to be connected to Tzipori, and the connotation of that. And then we will have a new Mishnah that will discuss someone who makes himself a Nazir from grapes. So let's Bezer Hashem begin, seven lines on the top, Hareini Kazeh. Says the Gemara, Nihi Nami the Tafis Pisa'aro, even when he says Hareini Kazeh, and he's holding on to his hair. So analyzes the Gemara, at the end of the day, that still should be considered unclear and not enough to qualify as he wants, as a statement of Nazirus. Ni nami tavsa'aro, he held on to his hair at the time that he said Hareini Kazeh. So some point out that you have to slightly change the girsa of the Gemara. For example, the Rav Ranchberg reads Hareini Bazelo Amar. We're going to go with the Girsa in front of us, where the Gemara says, Nihi Nami Tavas Basari, even if he's holding on to his hair, Hareini Kazeh, when he says Hareini Kazeh, Lo Amar, it's still not considered an Amira of Kabbalah's Nazirus. Where does he connotate taking Nazirus? Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, no. Like Shmuel had taught us in Beis and Beis, Kagon Shahayi Nazir over Lefanav, there was a Nazir that was passing in front, and then it's clear what the Yad is going to be. Holding on to his hair is not going to be enough. We also learned in the Mishnah, another Yad was Hareini Misalso. I'm going to be someone who plays with hair. Who plays with hair? People who have long hair. Says the Gemara, Mimai Da Din Sil Sil Sa'ara. How do we know the word Misalso means hair? Misalso means to twirl. How do we know it means hair? Kida Amri Le Ahi Amsa Devei Rebbe. There was Amsa De Rebbe. Rav Soloveitchik in his Shiurim emphasized that Amsa the Rebbe had tremendous Torah intuition, that she said, At Mosai Ata Misalsel Besarech, how long will you continue to play with your hair? In other words, he was combing his hair too much. She gave him Musar. And therefore we see Misalsel means with the hair. Ema asks the Gemara, maybe Torah. Maybe he's making a neder, not vis-a-vis Nazir, but vis-a-vis Torah. Dichsiv, because the Pasuk describes in Mishlei, Salsalel usra memeka techabdecha kisechabkenu. Salsalel here is referring to turning over Torah and being medagdek in the words of Torah. Here Shmuel says that he's holding on to his hair, so it's clear that he's referring specifically to Nazirus and not to Torah. Hareini Mechalkel, if he says he's doing Mechalkel. So then in such a case, as when we learned in our Mishnah, we pointed out that the word Mechalkel is understood over here as someone who makes their hair long and folds over their hair. So we said that that is also a statement that Yad for Nazirus. Asks the Gemara, Mimai da din kilkel saru. How do we know that it refers to folding over hair? Kidisnan, as we learned in a Mishnah in Shabbos. How much is the amount of lime that one carries out to be considered significant for taking out on Shabbos? Sid, Reb Yehuda Eimer, Kidei Losud Kilkol. For the amount to remove Kilkol. So what do we see? What is the lime used to do? The lime is used to remove here. So we see that Kilkol is referred to as here. Hence, Harmeni Mikalkil is referring to here. Va'amar Rav, Bas Tzida, that's referring to the hair that grows on the side of the face. And that is what is being removed through the Sid. Bottom line is that we refer to it as Kilkol. Asks the Gemara, Eim Amazin Aniye, maybe it's referring to supporting the Aniyim. Why would I think that Michalkel refers to that? Kedichsiv, Vechalkel Yosef Esech Es Aviv Es Achiv. That Yosef fed, there means to feed. Amar Shmuel, Achanami Shetavas Besari. Shmuel says, you're right, you have to say that the guy was holding on to his hair. Harei Alai L'Shaleach Pera. I am someone who is going to send it wild. Hareza Nazir, in such a case, he's considered a Nazir. Analyze the Gemara. Mimai Dahai Din Shiluach Ribuyo. How do we know that the lesson Shiluach means that to send it out more than usual? L'Shaleach Pera means to send out the hair. That's how we understood in our Mishnah. Answers the Gemara, Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Shalachayich Pardes, Reminin Impri, Migod Mikfarim, Imnidarim. This is in Shir Hashirim Dalid. Here it describes different growths of a person. Your growth will be like a Pardes. And so Shiluchayich Pardes Rimonim are referred to those things that are growing out. And therefore, Shiluchayich means what comes out of the Pera. Now, Pera in the Torah is referring to hair. For example, the Torah says, Rosho Lo Sifra, about Kohanim having to cut their hair. So Pera is clear, it's Shiluchayich that needs to be explained. Asks the Gemara, Eim Midi Da'avoiri. Maybe Shiluchayich means something to pass over. In other words, he, or even to remove. So here maybe it means the exact opposite, that the word Shiluchayich means to remove. Where do we see that it means to remove? Kedichsiv, as the Pasuk says, V'shaleach Mayim, this appears in Eov Hey Yud, Hanoyse Mata Apnei Aretz, V'shaleach Mayim Apnei Chutzos. And there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends from Eretz Yisrael the water to all of the lands. He sends it away. Says the Gemara, Tana Pera Pera Yalef. We learn a, if you will, a Gzera Shava of Pera Pera Ksiv Hacha. It says over here in regards to the Nazir, Kadosh Yeh Gadal Pera Pera, that it says that the Nazir is going to be Gadal Pera. And it says, Uksiv Hasam, it says by a Kohen Hedyot, Uksiv Hasam Gabe Kohen Hedyot, the Pasuk that we just said, V'rosham lo yigalechu, Ufera lo yishalechu. That's a Pasuk in Yecheskel. There in Yecheskel, it even prohibits the Kohen Hedyot from cutting his hair. Pasuk we quoted before in Vayikra could only be referring to the Kohen Gadol. But either way, the fera lo yishalechu clearly there means that he should make sure to cut his hair. And since the Kohen has a chiyuv to cut his hair, and there fera means to not, fera lo yishalechu, don't have his hair cut, is mashma, that when it says to be l'shaleach pera, it means to have his hair grow. V'ibay seima, or else I give you another teretz. Hai shaleach mayim, when it says shaleach mayim, it doesn't mean to remove the water. Nami ribuihu. It doesn't mean to say that Eretz Yisrael will lose its water, but rather, targim Rav Yosef, dekad mashkin le'mayil apiri v'ravi, that he encourages the water to grow, to expand, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the water expand in terms of that it leaves the central meaning point of Eretz Yisrael, and with that it waters the world, as the Gemara in Maseches Tainis describes. The Gemara continues to analyze the Mishnah, five lines on the bottom, that we learned in the Mishnah on the top of Beis Amud Aleph. Hare alai tzipoirin. If a person says that they're taking birds upon themselves. Now, birds are central to Nazirus, and therefore, Rabbi Meir Omer Nazir. My time in the Rabbi Meir, what's Rabbi Meir's logic? Amrei Shlakish, tziporin smuchin l'seyar. That the tziporin, the birds, fly next to the hair. Now notice this explanation of Reish Lakish is talking about the connection between birds and hair. Kibelov, when we learned the Mishnah, we gave another pshat that we're going to see in a moment. Dichsiv, as the pasuk in Daniel says, Adei se'arel kinesharim rabba utafruei kitzporin. So there it describes the area of the hair and birds. Rabbi Meir Savar mitbis inish b'midi desamechle. People do hatpasa. Hatpasa was a concept that we had in Nidarim, where a person is grabbing on to a halachic existence or a language. And here, the tziporim, the birds, fly b'midi desamechle, next to the hair. You know, you have to say the matter itself, and in this case, you need to say the hair, and if you don't, then it doesn't serve as a valid neder. No one is going to say that hatpasa works, b'midi desamachla. Elahainu time to Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Meir, as far as the chashin shemet zipore nazir tamei, Kibolov. This was our explanation that we gave in our Mishnah, that a Nazir, when he's Tameh, he brings birds. What we did not do when we learned Daf Beis Amud Aleph is we didn't read from the Psukim. So now let's take a look, let's open up a little bit in Parshas Naso, and let's read some of the Psukim, and we're going to read the Pasuk that the Gemara just made reference to. This appears, of course, in Parshas Naso, Perek Vav, Pasuk Psukim Aleph through Chaf Aleph, and here we describe if a Nazir becomes Tamei. Pasuk Tes V'chiyomus Meizalav Befesa Pisayim V'timei Roish Nizrei, and if someone dies upon him, he's not allowed to make himself Tamei, except for a Nazir Shimshon. He's not allowed to make himself Tamei. So then V'gilach Roisha B'yom Tarisay B'yom Shvi Gachenu U'vayoyim Hashvi. So he has to shave his head. And then he brings birds. So that's what the Gemara is making reference to over here. Time of the Mayor Chashin Shemit Zipar Nosei Tami Kibbalah. Analyze the Gemara. Michdi Chashin and Ka'amar. So why does a person become a Nazir? We think Chashinan. We think he might have referred to Zipar Nazir. If that's so, Dilma Zipar Nazir. Kibbalah, he might have accepted Imkain, if that was his Kavana. So then, Dilma Tzipore Nidava. How do you know it's Tzipore Nazir? Maybe it's Tzipore Nidava. Answers the Gemara, you know, it is clear. It's not Chashinan. Imkain Harei Alei Kemi Boile. If he was referring to Tzipore Nidava, which of course means when a person decides to donate a bird as an Olas Nidava to the Beis Hamikdash, so then in such a case, he would have said, Harei Alei Kein. V'dilma, the Gemara is still not convinced. Harei Alei Tziporim Mitzora Ka'amar. Maybe he's taking upon himself to bring the Tziporim of a Mitzora. A person could be Mekabel on himself to bring the Tziporim that a Mitzora brings. Answers the Gemara, Kigoyin Shoyin Nazir Oiver Lefanov. There was a Nazir passing in front of him. Asks the Gemara, V'dilma Nazir Tamei. Ulapotra mi karbonosav ka'omer. Maybe he didn't mean to make himself a Nazir Tame, didn't make himself a Nazir, but rather he mean to take the chiyuve carbon of a Nazir Tame. Says the Gemara, Kigoyin Shai Nazir Tayer Ivir Lefanov. It's because a Nazir Tayer was passing in front of him. Asks the Gemara, Mai Beinayu. What is the difference between the explanation of Reish Lakish that we had and the explanation of Rabbi Yochanan? Reish Lakish explained that Rebbe Meir says that Tzipporin might be referring to here because it's smuchin as described in the pasuk in Daniel. Rabbi Eichanan had said that the reason is that where chashinan shema Tzipori nazir tame kibel alav, asks the Gemara, what's an afkamina? Kigoyin d'amar Tzipporin hasmuchin l'sayer lai. L'Rabbi Yochanan afgav d'amar hachi inazofanev in iloy loy. According to Rabbi Yochanan, even if he spells out Tzipporin hasmuchin l'sayer, nevertheless, the power of saying Tzipporin is referring to the Tzipporin of a Nazir. And as we pointed out, we don't know for sure that he's talking about the Tzipporin of a Nazir Tahar, unless a Nazir Tahar is passing in front of him. So then, says the Gemara, Avgav Damar Hachi, Nazir over Lefanav, only if a Nazir passes in front of him. So then, in such a case, would we say that it is going to be Mechayiv him for Nazirus? Eloi Loi. The Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Avgav Dei Nazar Lefanav, it will serve as an acceptance. Analyzes the Gemara. Mi Yikol Aman Da Amar, Loi Mitpas In Bimilsa De Samichle. Is there Aman Da Amar who actually holds that people don't use Smichus when it comes to making a point or being Matpis and Eder? Vatanya, but didn't we learn a Braisa? Ha'aymer Yomin. This is an expression of Shvuah. He makes an expression of yomim. That what? According to most Mefarshim, he says that he's not going to eat a kikar. Hareza shvua. My time. What does the word yomim have to do with shvua? La mishum dechsiv vayorim yomino yusmoyle es hashemayim vayishava b'chai ha'olam. Because that's how Daniel in Perik Yud Beis swore. So what do you see? That yomim is connected to shvua. So that's called smuchim. Amri, the Bnei Yeshiva, answered, Loi, Mishum, do you mean Gufei Ikrei Shvua? It's not because of the Smuchin of Daniel, it's because Yamin itself refers to Shvua. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Yeshayo, Nishba Hashem b'yaminoi, that Hashem swears by his right hand. In other words, right hand refers to Shvua itself. Umnai Loimer Smol Shu Shvua, and even if he says Shmol as well, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Uvizroya Uzoi, and since the Amin is mentioned in that same Pasuk, so then it must be referring to Zroya Uzoi, must be referring to his left hand. We'll just begin the Mishnah. This is a beginning of Elul that we are Zocha to learn this daf with, daf together, and Baruch Hashem, things are really busy. The Shir Baruch Hashem this year in Maseches Gittin is quite large, and Baruch Hashem, there are many Talmidim that I'm Zoche to learn with and speak with, and so I'm going to stop the daf a little bit early, but let's just at least begin the next Mishnah. Hareini nozer min achartzanim, umin azogim, umin atiklachas, umin atumah hareize nozer. If a person says that he's going to be a nozer from chartzanim, are the pits of grapes, the zogim are the peels of the grapes. Tiglachas means something totally different. Tiglachas means that he's going to be a nazir because he refers to shaving his hair. He's not going to shave his hair. Umina tumah, and he's going to dissociate from tumah. He's a nazir v'chol dikduke nazirus alav. The Gemara is going to analyze whether a simple single one of these statements, Nazir min achartzanim, all of a sudden makes him a Nazir not, or, as we're going to see, the opinion of Rabbi Shimon is that a person needs to spell out all of those things. That Be'ezer Hashem will be for tomorrow's daf. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Gimel in Maseches Nazir.